This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's interior ministry says 10 rockets struck the Afghan capital on Saturday, killing one person and wounding two. It was the second such attack in Kabul in less than a month. An interior ministry spokesman said three rockets landed near Kabul airport and seven in residential areas, leaving one civilian dead and two wounded. No group has claimed the attack so far, and the Taliban denied any involvement. The Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the United States. Saturday's barrage was the second such attack on Kabul in less than a month. On November 21st, eight people were killed when 23 rockets hit the capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, with several deadly attacks carried out in Kabul despite the Taliban and the government engaging in peace talks since September 12th in Qatar. On Friday, the U.S. military in Afghanistan said it had carried out an overnight airstrike against Taliban insurgents and defense of government security forces. Afghan officials in Kandahar were quoted by local media as asserting that the Taliban was waging coordinated attacks on security forces when the U.S. military bombed them, killing at least 30 insurgent assailants. The fighting comes as the U.S. is in the process of reducing the number of troops in the country, and peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government are underway in Qatar. Both of those developments stem from the February 29th accord between the United States and the Taliban. The accord requires all American and coalition forces to be out of the country by May 2021. You can keep up on all developments at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.